Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, it's a yes for me.
Say yes to trending looks.
Like tube tops, dad shorts, and mini skirts for less than online.
Vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway.
Save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Items and style vary by store.
It's a yes for you and your bank account.
Find your certified yes for me moment for less at Ross.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a five-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Okay, well, I'm a little bit cheesed off.
Tell me why.
Because you let Mosby lick my whole freaking seat. Now my ass is wet. I have to sit on this pillow.
I thought he was licking his hand. How was I to know that he would be licking the couch?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
What's up, everyone? Hello. How are we doing?
How are we doing? This is a little pre-record situation. Oh! We have to pick a winner.
Oh my God.
I forgot. Okay, here's what we're going to do.
We're terrible at things.
You're going to watch me pick the winner
live
right now. Okay? So what I'm going to do.
You're going to pick someone randomly, but then you have to make sure that they followed the rules.
I know. Okay, so what I'm going to do.
How are we gonna make sure they followed her?
I can just go look and search in her follows.
I didn't know you could search. Cool.
Yes. Okay. So,
you better follow
what I'm going to do right now is I'm just going to scroll the comments and you tell me when to stop.
Cool.
Okay.
Stop.
Okay. The winner. Hold on. Let me make sure that you follow both of us.
This is so exciting.
You do follow both of us. Kelsey Burris.
Yay, Kelsey.
The robed dabber DGC. I don't know. Maybe you don't want me to say your whole thing. you won.
You won.
I will be messaging you. You have won.
Winner,
the
winner.
Boobs.
Chicken dinner.
Okay, now we have to pick two more winners.
What? Oh, we're not doing it as a whole thing.
Yes.
Got it.
Okay. So that's winner number one. I should take a screenshot of you. So I
yes,
don't forget
for
you.
Sure.
Okay. So there's one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
Oh, that's just our caption.
Stop.
Think Mink Company.
It's a company?
I don't know.
So exciting.
You have won. Let's see. Do you follow both of us? You do. I don't know who you are, but I'll be contacting you. You have won.
Congratulations.
The cactus and the keychain. Okay. Last one. The keychain and the wristlet. Ready? Okay. Hold on. Let me start back up. Let me go. Okay.
Give it a fair shot.
Oh my God.
Stop.
Fraud Shammy!
Woo!
Kat, you have won the... What's the last one did I say?
Wristlet and the keychain.
The wristlet and the keychain!
Congratulations!
I will be contacting all of you. You have won the giveaway. That's exciting! I've never done a giveaway before.
That was really fun.
Wow. What were we talking about before that?
I didn't say anything, but I was going to say something.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You said that I have news. No, that was fun.
Okay.
Also... Corey was like, why did you do your hair if you were just going to wear sweats? And I was like, Because.
One or the other.
Yes. And doing my hair makes me feel pretty. Mm. Wearing nice clothes makes me feel anxious. I don't know why. I can't explain it. It's just the way it is.
It's
my clothing
very...
needs to be comfy, but I want my hair to be cute.
Yeah, it's very nerdy girl in a old 90s movie.
Yes.
Where it's like, she's a dork.
Yeah.
But like, really, she's hot as soon as she takes her glasses off.
If this hair was up and I just went, oh, and then it fell, cascade, and they're like, oh my God, she's actually beautiful.
The prom queen, she's here.
Who knew? Mm. And all the boys are mean to her, but now they want to fuck.
Was there more to that?
Yeah. Well, okay. No, I just, that wasn't it. But I do have a go back to our ghost stories, a little update.
Oh, okay.
My sister called me today.
Okay.
She's like, I'm listening to your podcast. I'm like, awesome. I love that.
Okay.
She says, and I just had a crazy memory. It's going to be weird if you don't remember. So tell me if you do. I was like, cool. First, she wanted an update on Noah and the Debbie situation. Mm-hmm. I couldn't give it to her because I haven't spoken to him and I keep forgetting every time I do. But then she said, it literally reminded me when you were reading that story and you got to the point where the sister or the brother or the cousin or something said they heard a... The cousin said, I heard a blood-curdling scream.
Yes.
But when she said it, she said blood-skirtling cream. And we had a good laugh.
That sounds like Taylor.
Yeah. But she goes, do you remember, we used to live in an old house that we rented, and the upstairs was our bedroom. It was literally the attic. And also, so it was like one part of the attic that had like carpet, so it was like finished attic, but like still the attic. That was our room. And then the part beside it was like gross cobwebby attic, but it had a door. We're on the second floor. And remember you could just open the door and there, but you just like fell out. It was so scary.
Of the house?
It was, yes. You could just like open the door and walk off.
Wasn't
into
there,
into the creek, because there was a creek behind.
Wasn't there a place too in that part of the attic where like there was a strip you could walk, but there was no railing, but that's where the stairs came up?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
It was so creepy because we used to walk on that and you could fall like down the stairs.
Yes.
Pretty hard. Not that we ever did, but we almost
did. I was going to say, I don't know how you would fall down the stairs soft. Yeah. Remember, I pretend like I'm dead.
But we always thought the upstairs was haunted. And I guess Taylor said she remembers being in the bathtub. We were very young when we lived in this house. So I'm thinking like between the ages of 7 to we moved out when I was 14.
Yeah.
Okay. And she's in the bathtub. I'm upstairs. And she said she just hears me absolutely screaming, like scared screaming. And I run downstairs and the back of our door, we had a full length mirror, like pinned to the back.
Yep.
She said that I was playing and I looked over and there was a girl covered in blood huddled in the corner of the room.
Oh my God. Why do I remember this?
Yes. I don't. That's what's so scary is she told me and I was like, I have no memory. She said I was screaming, crying, bawling, could not be consoled. And then it was just like terrifying.
I remember this story.
That girl was following me then.
Ooh.
I told this story because this I do remember when I was in high school at my new house. I think I saw that same girl huddled on my bed. Remember?
Yes.
I opened the door and I could see.
You thought it was Taylor, right?
Yes. But then when I looked on my bed, there was nobody sitting there. So I don't know who this being is or why she followed me, but I haven't seen her since. Thank God. Oh God. Now I'm talking about it. Please. I don't want to see. I'm so scared. But yeah, I don't remember that story at all. So she was like, you got to. Like, I can't believe, she goes, I was hoping that you would remember. And like,
I do remember
I'm not
that
crazy.
Story now.
Good.
That you told me
because
that.
She's like, I'm gaslighting myself because now I'm like, am I crazy? Did it even happen?
I remember being told this story because I don't have a lot of memory, but when people say certain stories, like sometimes it does trigger things. Mm-hmm. Just like when you were reading the one story and it took me back to being in elementary school.
Yeah.
Oh. That's on the exclusive episode.
Sorry.
So you got to go to Patreon to hear that one. But that I can picture your attic now.
Yeah.
I can picture your bedroom because you had to walk through a different door. You'd like get up to the top of the steps. Was the carpet like, why am I remembering
blue.
The color orange?
I don't know. But the carpet was like a bluish, like a really like the color of your stairs.
Was the walls orange?
Probably. I don't remember much about the
walls. All I know
the walls were like wooden.
Yes.
So it was probably like an orangish
orange-ish? I see orange when I picture it up there.
And you couldn't walk like the up. It
yes,
was like
it
very
was angled.
Yeah. So like the sides of it, yeah, you smack your head off.
Yes.
Which, and we did a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow. My closet was really creepy too. We would always think we see like shuffling in the closet. Like,
this is not what this episode is for.
I'm sorry, everyone.
But we are
gonna give you
go
funny
back in
times
time.
Before the scary one. So for the funny time, I got to give you scary before. We're doing a sandwich. This is how it works.
Have your dinner.
Eat a fucking sandwich. Mommy wants you to eat.
So you talking about your appearance.
Uh-huh.
Can I talk about my appearance?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I'm going to talk about this, you guys, because I think I need to come clean. I hate my appearance.
Okay.
Okay. So here's
it's okay. It's all right.
Here's the truth. I cut my hair in a full-blown panic attack.
Yes.
And because I cannot admit when I've made a mistake to myself,
uh-huh,
and I try to reclaim it as yep, being like, this was intentional, and if no, not, we're going to make it work. I try to own that energy as much as I possibly can, but I am really, really struggling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really struggling because I feel like I've done something now that I wish I could take back.
Yeah.
And I am here and I'm going with it. But like, I know it's funny to say Jerry Exotic and stuff, but like, I do have such an insecurity.
Do people say that?
Yeah. You've
don't
been there.
Fucking say that.
No.
Who's
it's,
saying it?
I thought it was funny. Like the first time I heard it, I thought it was funny. And I was telling myself... I was telling myself like...
No, because I think because we make fun of it.
We've
do. Said before, we make fun of it so that other people... Like, I got ahead of
yeah,
you. I'm ahead
I did.
Of the, I'm ahead of the curve.
I,
you can't hurt me if I already did it.
I thought that I was ahead of it. And
yeah,
turns out...
No, it still hurts.
It's got endurance.
Yeah.
It is outrunning my
it's
initial...
It's a real turtle in the hair situation.
Literal hair. And also, I know that we have talked about like body positivity, body neutrality, but like I've gained weight.
Yeah.
And when you have to stare at yourself on camera,
yes,
for an extended period of time, and I can see the difference in my face and in my body, like
yep,
from 1 month to another, it's really, really hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm telling you. I think I just don't want to be fake about it anymore.
Well
not that I was fake about it, but
no, but we get so many messages from people who are like, you have a responsibility to, you know, and I get that, but we're also human beings. And like, I think it's okay to be vulnerable and to be
yeah,
real and to say like, this is something that is bothering me. I don't feel like we've said before, because I said the same thing when I was gaining weight when I was pregnant. It's just different because you feel like it's a different body,
uh-huh,
and it's hard to get used to that different body, and that takes time. And I think that's okay, mm-hmm, that you're not instantly in love with it.
And the thing is, it's not so much that I don't like my naked body,
right?
Because I look at myself and I'm like, whatever. I still feel pretty neutral, but it's just that my clothes aren't fitting.
See,
and like that bothers
that's
me.
That's why mm-hmm, I wear sweats. And like I wanted to tell him, like, that's I feel comfortable in sweats because mm-hmm, I don't feel like you can see every inch of my body.
Yeah.
Or like I have to sit a certain way so that mm-hmm, I feel comfortable, or that I can't lean a certain way. Like, you know what I mean? I just
And see that's why it's so strange, because I'm if you're listening and not watching, I'm wearing like a halter crop top and like really loud pants.
I love the loud pants.
And my hair is down and curly, which I don't normally do. I normally try and hide as much as I can, like when it's up.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm revealing all of the parts that I'm insecure about. I think just like to try to claim
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
But I also just want to be transparent that like I was looking at my Instagram feed and there's a photo of me that I had taken in the bathtub when I was having a really, really depressed evening, and
yeah,
I was like, I don't know why I like having those photos to look at.
Yes.
Because when I look at my Instagram feed now, there's that photo and then the photo that I posted around Mother's Day,
yeah,
where I'm like in my underwear outside with my kids, and I am genuinely like so full of self-love.
Yeah.
Both of those were very real experiences.
Yes.
They were both opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah.
And like even though I just posted that talking about how I love myself, I do love myself, but there are things that like I am not super confident in right now, and it's really bothering me, and I just want people to know that, like, again, I haven't arrived. Yes. If I felt great one day, doesn't mean I'm going to feel great the next day. I don't know why I'm feeling like telling you. Maybe someone needs to hear it. I don't know.
I think it's important to be transparent about the fact that, yeah, it's not like you wake up one day and you're like, I fucking love myself, because I'm back to watching Love Island, UK. I'm sorry. I had to go back. Season 3 is like my comfort season.
That's fine.
I really love it. But there are things that I missed the first time. And one thing that I fucking love that they say, that I've started saying, is I back myself. Which is like, I fucking love that saying. And when I think about when people are saying, Sierra, I love like how you've been recently and watching the transformation.
Yeah.
It's like confidence. Yeah. But I think I just really back myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not as confident as I make myself appear, but I'm like, I'm going to back myself. Yeah. At the end of the day, I got me because I don't need anybody else. And I used to seek outside validation.
Yep.
However, that is me on my strong days. I do still have bad days. And I think it's okay to show both ends, because we try so hard on here to be role models and, you know, but we're real people at the end of the day. And like, we've said, any journey isn't just a straight journey. There's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there's going to be steps backwards, steps forward, and like
slides to the left,
slides to the right,
cha-cha real slow. Real slow?
It's or real smooth.
I'm sorry, how many fucking weddings have I been to?
No, I was like, one of us should know this really well.
I know, I'm sorry.
But yeah, I think you know, we're probably going to get people who are like, what you said was damaging, and like, sorry if it is. Yeah. But also, I think it's important to be real.
I would hope not. But at the same time, we will get someone saying something regardless.
They always do.
But when you said that a lot of people look at us as role models, or we try to be role models.
No, they look at us. I really didn't ask to be one, to be honest. that was never my intention.
But I think part of being a role model is admitting
that you're not perfect.
Yeah. Sometimes the model is flawed.
Yeah. And sometimes, yeah, you're not going to wake up one day as a quote unquote influencer, which again is a position we never thought we'd find ourselves in. And all of a sudden be like, I've achieved perfection.
Yep.
Got it. Nailed it.
Here's the roadmap.
Perfect all
Do
the
this.
Time. Yeah. It's just not realistic. No. It's not going to happen for anybody. And all that does for me, especially recently, is just put me to where I don't want to share anything. I want to be put in a complete box. And our whole thing was built on being vulnerable. And I'm like, I feel like I can't be myself to anybody now, except for you, because God knows they'll run with it and tell so-and-so. And then it's all going to be like, the whole thing was a sham.
Yeah.
She's not actually confident. She does hate the way she looks sometimes. And sometimes she wants to sit like this so that, you know, she doesn't feel insecure about the weight that she's gained or whatever it is, like any amount of that. Or the fact that I still wear jeans in the summer because I don't want people to see my body hair, even though I talk about it all the time. I'm still very insecure about it. I cannot help it.
Anyway, I don't know why. I've been thinking about it for a while.
I'm glad you said something, because I was having a bit of a revelation today where it's when I get into moods like this, because I've been in a real downslope a little bit.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah. And when I get into moods like this, my borderline manic mind, you know this about me, is to just delete all social media and go fucking rogue off the map and just be like, I'm done with it, whatever. And it never lasts too long because I always need like that serotonin again but like,
scroll, baby, scroll.
For that time, it's good for me, because if not, I will start posting really, I'll get kind of erratic on social media and online. And so like, I've obviously taken a little bit of a step back. Like, people have been like, oh, you're not liking or interacting or posting. I'm like, I'm trying not to be erratic and
or overstimulate yourself.
Yeah. But it's tough because now I physically can't delete those things or take a break from them, because it's like our job to be present.
And even if you guys were to tell us like,
I can't take a break.
It's such a double-edged sword. But yeah, I just felt like giving a little mental health update on us, because
I'm glad you did.
Truthfully, behind the scenes, it's been very, very, very tough.
Yeah.
I've been having a really tough time. My arms are covered in scabs because I can't stop picking. I keep cutting. Like, I even cut more of my hair today. Like, it is it is a problem that every time I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, there's an issue. Let's just take care of it. But like, I just keep making problems for myself.
Yeah.
And it's almost like I internally am struggling with things that I can't put a face to. Or so I just create something on the outside to put a face to why I'm feeling so disheveled on the inside.
Oh, interesting. I was going to say maybe it's also a bit of like, I can't control what's going on in this aspect, so I can control this. And so
I don't know. Sometimes I just like am not even there.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, I understand. That's what I do on social media. I just don't do it to my appearance, but I do it. And then people will be like, hey, are you okay? Because we saw these six things you posted back to back, and it seems like a cry for help. I'm like, you know?
One may think that.
Probably, yeah.
Anyway. So, you guys want to know what we're doing today?
It's not
going to
be a bummer, I swear. No,
this is part of the sandwich. Consider that the lettuce.
Now we're going to give you the meat, baby.
Yeah. Ooh.
Have our meat in your mouth.
So, someone suggested that we do tier ranking.
I love this idea.
On our Patreon, we had asked for some suggestions because we have to do a little bit of pre-recording because both Sierra and I are going to be going out of town. So we're going to be ranking 90s and early 2000s nostalgia.
Yay!
And I'm so excited.
So pumped.
Yeah.
So pumped.
So we're going to be rating things on a tier. I'm going to try to create the tier list visual and put it between us. Betwixt.
Cool.
So
I can point, but I won't know what I pointed to.
I mean, you can try. I don't know how accurate you'll be. So there's what did we decide? Five.
Like five stars.
Yeah. So the top one, like top of the top, best you can get is All That and a Bag of Chips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next one is That's Hot. Next one is Your Mom. Your Mom is like
very neutral.
Very neutral.
Yeah, Your Mom.
Talk to the Hand is the second from the bottom, and the absolute bottom is Eat My Shorts. So
eat my
shorts.
I'm gonna say ass on accident so much.
That's fine.
But shorts is cool. If you don't understand these references,
I don't know what to tell you.
It's very 90s, and we apologize. I'm sorry. I know we got a lot of Gen Z listening, and they're like, what the fuck does
Gen
that
X,
have to do?
Millennial, this is for you. Millennial, you little, what's it called? You little...
What's a cusp? Cusp.
Cusp. You cuspers. You cuspers. Mother cuspers.
There you go. This one's for you.
This, you'll probably recognize this, but...
But you'll, if you're not, if you're a Gen Zer, you might still have fun, so stick around.
Yeah, hang out. And rank along with us. Tell us if you disagree with us. And if you do, this isn't your show. We don't care.
Fuck you. No. I'll try to describe as much as I can if we say things so that you don't feel so lost.
Yeah, we'll try. Okay. Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them? Or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Springtime vibes are in the air. You know what I don't want in the air? The smell of a litter box.
That's so true. I could use less of my cat's poopy in my house
and more of the scent of beautiful flowers.
That's the truth.
And what helps you do that?
Pretty Litter.
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
And when we say that there's no odor, I'm not kidding. Truly, you cannot even tell that my litter box is downstairs. We've had people sit down in my basement and eat beside it and not realize that a cat was shitting just a minute before in there. Also, Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. That because when I go to Sierra's, there it is.
It's so nice. I don't like to have to go to the store, get a huge bag, lug it around in my cart, and then have to take it out to my car. I'm a dainty little lady. I can't be doing that.
You bring it straight to me, mail person.
I love it.
Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks that they don't have time to prioritize themselves and their wellness?
Yes, that's me 100%.
Well, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset.
And listen, it literally has. The app makes it easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. So yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. It's amazing.
Whether you are a beginner or you're more advanced, they have all different kinds of classes so you can show up at whatever level you're at and not feel bad about yourself when it maybe is too hard.
Truly. And honestly, I did beginner's yoga and it was way too hard for me. Crazy the beginner's yoga was, but I was just not flexible at all. So I realized that Allo Moves had stretching classes, flexibility courses you could take. And that has helped me so much in like getting to where I feel like I'm finally strong enough and flexible enough to do the beginning yoga classes.
Did you know that breathing is also a big thing in working out?
Breath work is important.
Freaking instructors will be like, and breathe. And I'm like, whenever they tell me that, I forget how to breathe. But thankfully, you can also find classes for stress relief, meditations, affirmations, stuff that's going to help you when an instructor is telling you to freaking breathe.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes after a really intense workout, my body and my mind maybe might be feeling a little stressed. So it's nice to afterwards take a mindfulness class and be able to reflect on like, how do I feel? I know my body's going through it right now, but like, was it all worth it?
Was it worth it? Let me work it.
And I do every time. It's amazing.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code TANGENTS20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
Allomoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
He's just a little cuddlekins, this one is.
Okay.
My hair is out of control.
On our Instagram, I made a post today saying party like it's 1999, which I really think that the photo of you and I in that Instagram story might be from 1999.
I think it is.
I am wearing an NSYNC t-shirt.
Yeah.
And
we're 10 or younger.
Oh, for sure. We're both wearing windbreakers.
Yeah.
It is Easter.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're ranking nostalgia that you sent in. Okay. So
here we go.
First one, Furbies.
Okay.
Where would we put Furbies?
I'd say that's hot.
I was going to say that's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot. I loved Furbies.
Yeah, me too. A little bit creepy now that I'm older.
Okay, do you
but
know?
But at the time, Furbies were fucking awesome. And I was poor, so I could never have them. But I used to play with my friends' Furbies.
Especially because like the technology.
Yeah.
Like that was new. Because well, it was
I got
AI.
Hand-me-down Furbies. I got like Furbies. I think maybe my mom, sorry, mom, if you're listening, you probably bought me one. But way after,
Sierra
it was like
got,
when Furbies were.
Sierra got Burbies.
It was like
Burfies.
Furbies were not a thing anymore.
It was off brand. Yeah.
But yeah, they were very much,
It was fucking cool. Like they could learn.
Yeah.
And they would learn new words. They would like get to know you. So like that was
kind of scary.
Yeah.
Now that we look back on it. But yeah, very cool.
Yeah. I did like them. Their eyes would blink. They would like purr and shit.
Whoa.
They did purr.
They did.
Do you
when
know,
you pet them?
I don't know.
Then sometimes if you rub them a certain way, they would quit it.
Yes.
They would be like,
I need to say this.
Okay, sorry.
There is something happening like now where people are taking Furbies and doing weird shit with them.
Oh.
Like making them into like full, like the Furby head with like full human body parts. It's not human body parts, but
it's like what the fuck?
Like plastic. I'll have to show you pictures.
Like Barbies?
It, kind of, but like, I don't know. It's horrific. It's absolutely
the
horrific.
Baby doll?
They, yeah. Oh,
my for God. Baby doll?
I got to look it up for you right now.
Oh my God.
If I find it, I'll try and put the photo here. I'm Googling weird Furby art.
Oh my God,
if you're someone who creates
vegan.
This, I'm so sorry.
And
this
also,
is going.
Why?
This is going for $221.
What?
It's an advanced long Furby.
No,
look at it.
What?
That's some human centipede shit.
It is.
Ew.
What the fuck?
I'm telling you,
those are so scary.
I know. Look
why
at this
would
one.
Anyone do that?
It's a woodland creature.
Fuck you.
If you do that. Got horns and fairy hair and flowers.
That's so scary. That's the shit. That is literally my fucking sleep paralysis demon.
100%.
Yes.
Oh, that's scary. There's weirder ones. This one has teeth.
What?
Did it come up?
The fuck?
Oh, it's on us. It's a sticker. But yeah, excuse it's got me. Teeth. It's like a Furby on one of those chatter mouths. Do you remember those chatter mouths?
I hate that.
I know.
That thing?
It's so bad. It's so bad.
What? That's a Power Ranger.
I know. I know.
Furbanger.
Anyway.
Okay. The fuck is that?
That is a furless Furby.
No, its nipples are pierced.
And it has tattoos. It's tragic. If you just want something to terrify the fuck out of you, you just need to Google weird Furby art.
Nicki Minaj.
That is Nicki Minaj's Furby.
No.
Anyway, okay.
Okay.
There's that. So we still rank them that's hot?
I'm more your mom. I'm borderline like, your mom.
I feel like early 2000s, 90s Furby is that's hot.
Sure.
Whatever the fuck is happening with them today, eat my shorts.
Eat my actual shorts.
For sure. Okay.
This one.
Those plastic water-filled toys that look like you were jerking off when you played with them.
I fucking love those.
Dude, things.
All that in a bag of fucking chips.
All that in a bag of chips. They had like the holes in them too. You could stick your finger in.
Yeah. And I would.
I did too.
I'd be like.
You'd get that at Claire's. Yes. You'd go to Claire's and you'd be going to check out and you'd be like.
Dude, I remember one time I got in trouble because we went on
you'd
a.
You'd squish them and they'd just shoot out of your hand.
We went on a field trip and like to like a space museum for school.
Okay.
And I bought one because you could buy shit at the gift store, and this one was like blue and it had like space-y shit in
yep.
it.
Stars?
Right? No, like space rockets and fucking shit.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, but I was doing it on the bus ride back and the teacher was like, hey, stop that. I was like, why? I'm just fucking playing with
I'm
it.
I'm just fucking.
And they're like, please stop what you're doing. And I'm like, I don't understand what's wrong.
So like, yeah, explain it to me.
It's going to slip out of your hands. Now that I'm older, I'm like, sure.
sure it is.
The problem sure. is.
So we agree all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah, the fucking best.
I feel the same way about the little jelly domes that were on like the plastic hard base. They look like globes, but they were like jelly.
Oh my God, you just unlocked a fucking memory.
I think I talked about that before, but I really wanted boobs when I was little.
Yep.
And I would stick those
in
my in
there.
My shirt, and I'd just walk around. I'm like, someday. And
turns out now.
still waiting on that day.
My tits are so small now that I had to stop breastfeeding. Like, small.
Don't they oh my God. I was looking at a pregnant photo of myself where my boobs were just like out and about. And I'm like, oh my God, they looked like that at one point in time.
Like, I'm pretty sure they've never been smaller. I'm like, how did they get smaller? I knew they were gonna shrink back down, but they're like smaller than pre-puberty. But I don't understand. It doesn't make sense, but it's fine. It is what it is.
Farmville.
Oh, dude, all that in a bag of chips.
You think?
Dude, I fucking fuck with Farmville.
Eat my shorts.
What?
eat my shorts.
Yeah, you're the bitch that never fucking helped me grow my crops or whatever the fuck.
I never reciprocated.
Dude, I was
people would be like, help me with my corn. And I'd be like, get your own.
Yeah, absolutely not. Fuck your corn.
Yeah.
I loved Farmville. I actually am embarrassed that I was just looking up apps because they have like Farmville 4.0. And I was like, hell yeah.
Oh my God. No, I was trying to date a country boy, and so I was like, country boy, I love you. Ow. I was like, yeah, I love Farmville. I'm so into crops.
So fucking love crops. Can I tell you something semi-embarrassing if you know me as a person? Because this was not something that anyone would ever think that I would want, but it like came to me and I want it so bad. I told Corey if we ever get a dream house, like we want a house that is not around people, right? And I was like, one thing that I really want, can we have free range chickens?
You want free range chickens?
I want fucking chickens and fresh eggs every morning so bad. And then I was like, I want to grow like my own vegetables. I was like, maybe have a goat or two. I'm like all about the fucking farm life. I don't want a crazy farm. I just want like...
You want a hobby farm.
I want a hobby farm. I don't want a farm that I don't want to hurt the animals ever. But I want them to like just be on my fucking farm. I don't know why that's like a weird dream that I have.
Yeah, I would not picture you as a farm girl.
Like barn cats, and then my
barn
freaking
cats?
Dogs would come out and they'd round up my goats or something.
Mosby would be the best
my
working
chickens.
Dog.
Oh,
your
my
dogs
God.
Would be shit for work dogs.
No, my dogs would eat my chickens. So we have to really wait until probably my dogs die. I don't want to think about it. I don't want them to ever die.
I'm not rushing it.
No.
But I am getting a goat.
But just once that happens. They're going to play with the goat.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. I already know where I'm putting this one. Those origami future predictors with the numbers, colors, and yes, no, maybe try again.
100, the highest that you could go.
The highest you can go. That is all that in a bag of chips. Yes. I'm telling you. I used to make those all the time. They're called cootie catchers,
right? You literally did it all the time.
I'm like, come here, let me tell you fucking future. And I'm like, ding, 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 ding.
Oh, you're going to marry this guy. And then you're going to fucking...
I would memorize
this guy.
I would memorize it because I would make it with like boys in our class.
Yes.
And then I'd be like, all right, who are you going to date? And then I'd have you do it. I'm like, all right, my turn. And I would like memorize
what number they were under,
what I needed to do.
Yep.
Like I would count the amount because it would be like purple and you'd have to be like P-U-R-P-L-E.
Yeah.
And I would memorize which one was going to get me to the number to pick. So I could be like, oh, it's in the stars.
Turns out. Yeah, dude. I love to make it. I would look over, like, while I'm trying to be present in class, and Jerry's just making these fucking origami things, like, so many of them. And they all were kind of
How
the same.
How did no
but
one
also
know
different.
That I had ADHD?
I know.
Oh, my God.
Those were fun. Let's make one of those after we're done, with because I want to see who I'll marry.
All right.
Don't memorize it, though.
Okay. It's fine.
Wow. Fucking right. Cool.
MSN Messenger. I don't know if I used that.
MSN BC.
Well, I'm going to say your mom.
Yeah, your mom.
Definitely your mom. It's in the middle for me because I don't know that everyone used it. Mm. I definitely didn't. We used... Okay, so what were all the messengers?
AOL.
There was AOL, ICQ.
Yep.
And
fucking
MSN.
Fucked with ICQ and AOL.
ICQ.
Constantly.
Oh,
and then on AOL you could talk to Smarter Child. Do you
yes.
remember Smarter Child?
Yeah,
I had a full fucking conversation.
Is it Smart Child or Smarter Child?
I thought it was Smarter Child.
Oh,
there was like a robot that you could talk to, and I would be like, "How's your day, Smarter Child?" And
oh my God,
like,
I used to do that to Ask Jeeves,
dude. And then now that I think about it,
where
think
are you
I
ranking
kinda,
Smarter Child?
I think I got kind of weird with Smarter Child. I think I tried to flirt with Smarter Child. Because I was like, maybe Smarter Child will fucking get, and it was like,
oh, you got rejected by Smarter Child?
By a fucking robot, dude.
Wow.
And it was sad as fuck. So I'm going to give him a
eat my shorts.
No, I'll say number two because I still have a little love in my
you
heart.
You have to call it what it is.
I know. I can't remember. That's why I was trying to think. Number two is
talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand, Smarter Child. Because the face ain't listening anymore.
Whatever suck it.
Whatever suck it.
You remember Whatever suck it?
Dude, that was what W turned into
suck it. Yeah, I got in trouble for doing that all the time.
Of course, because we can't ever have any fun.
Goddamn. Okay, wait. Did we rank it? Are you agreeing with your mom?
Yeah.
for MSN?
Yes.
Okay. I think I remember.
But AOL and ICQ are fucking boom, baby.
I did not have an email or AOL or AIM or MSN Messenger, but Mario Kart Erica did. And mm-hmm. so I would always go over to her house and message my boyfriend. Who went to a different school and we only saw each other on Sundays.
I had a stepsister. Well, I still do, but like whatever. But she would come over and she was way older than we were. Not way older. Mm-hmm. I would say like I was like 10 and she was like 16. And I would just sit there. This is so annoying now that I would sit there and just watch her message people and like yeah. read everything.
Why was that so fun?
Because I loved it. I loved it. And now that I'm like, I want to be like, sorry, I was so fucking annoying to you that I just sat and like, but I would like hardcore sit there and she was having full on online romances. And I was like, I'm loving this.
Yeah.
It's like better than TV.
Chat rooms are wild.
She was always like 18. She pretended to be or whatever. Because yep. I think she was like 16, and I was like, "Oh, this is dangerous, but this is fun." Callie, what? ASL, age, sex, location.
Yeah. Dangerous.
So I always
game.
Be like 16, female from California. A server.
You're a server. Or a
I was
surfer?
A server. How sad. I'm a waitress. That was my dream.
There's nothing wrong with being a server.
No, absolutely. It's no, just my reality.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it would be funny, like, as a, what were you, like 10?
Yeah.
To be like, someday I'm going to grow up.
I did want to be a waitress at one point. I was like, yeah. I would love to be like a server. That sounds like a fun job. How fun to like get to talk to people all day. And then mm-hmm. I realized that talking to people is the fucking awfulest, yeah. awful, most terrible shit that anyone's ever done.
100%.
Did that make sense? Who cares if it didn't? I don't give a fuck.
Polly Pockets.
Fuck yeah. Dude, I did shove some shit up my nose one time on
you
a Polly
did?
Pocket.
On yeah. a Polly Pocket?
No.
From a Polly Pocket. I was on Polly Pockets one time and I shoved shit up my nose.
I'm not gonna lie. I also think I had the generic version of Polly Pocket, whatever that is. Like, I didn't actually have a Polly Pocket. But
Debbie Denham?
Probably. But it was a tree house. Oh my god, it was so, everything was so small. And Sally her little sleeve. Jean jacket I could put on her, fucking dress her in the tiniest little clothes.
Yeah.
But yeah, one time I did shove something on my just to see if it would go up there. It was like a piece of clothing. Or I'd crunch on their heels.
I don't like that. I don't like that texture. I don't think I played with Polly Pockets.
Oh, Polly Pockets were fun. I had all of our friends. The tree house, you opened it up and it had like a slide that went down.
Okay.
It was really
Why
fun.
Why do I feel like I had a seashell?
I
like
think
a
you
compact.
Did. You definitely did because it had like, you could sit by the pool.
Yes.
And we would play all of our things.
Yes.
And then
apparently
could,
I did have yes. Polly Pockets.
Yes, you did because you just unlocked that memory for me of the fucking mermaid pocket.
Someone is working overtime in my head right now, just like going through the files and being like, show the one picture. Yes. See if anything clicks. Wow. Okay. So where are we putting Polly?
I would say, I gotta keep
your mom or that's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
That's
okay.
hot.
I'll go with it. Fuck. This one hits hard. The screensavers pipes was a literal maze. Okay, so you remember like that they'd be like the pipes or they'd like bounce off of
yeah.
it or
dude that
the
used
brick
to fuck
one
with me because I was always like touch that corner. It would never touch the corner. I'm like fuck.
I
come
know.
On.
Fucking
I
love
knew
a screensaver.
That it was never gonna touch the corner, but yeah. I wanted it to. So goddamn,
that would have been so satisfying.
So satisfying.
Oh my god. I feel like
your mom. Yeah, I'm a different. It's cool, but they would piss me off sometimes.
Yeah, agree. Lisa Frank school supplies.
All that in a bag of chips.
It was, but it was so fucking expensive, and I was never allowed to get them.
I could, again, I think generic.
Generic I think I was allowed to get like one folder.
Me too. Oh, and that was my special folder.
Yes. Special folder for a special girl.
Yes. Oh my God, I loved that shit.
Do you want me now, smarter child?
Oh my God. The fact that I flirted with a fucking robot is the most embarrassing thing. Remember when we played that game and it's like, say an embarrassing fact. That's it. That's the one.
Oh yeah, you definitely should keep that.
I'm going to.
That's a great embarrassing fact.
Now the world knows. God damn it.
Citrusy?
Oh, it's citrusy.
No, you
I'm
didn't.
Sorry, I was reading my can and it says citrusy, but I was like, citrusy?
What's a citrusy? Oh my God,
she
that's
got
funny.
That good citrusy. It tastes like orange. <Ew. egg.
laughs> The Amanda Show.
I would say that's hot.
I would say that's hot.
Yeah.
There was a couple segments on
that
the Amanda Show. That drove me nuts.
The dancing
the
lobsters.
Maha girl.
Oh, the Maha girl. I fucking could not stand that.
No, I hated
and
that.
And only a little bit of like, I'm going to beat you in the head with a little fish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I'm going to beat you in the head with a water bowl.
Yep. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Water bowl.
Oh, we did the head. It was waterfall. Always. I was like, "Come on, we got to get better." Freaking
yeah. I forgot about
but I like
that.
The dancing lobsters.
I like the girls' room.
Girls' room was hilarious. There were some segments on there that were very witty and funny for like that time. So, but some of it was just like really
who was,
dumb humor.
Who was her alter ego person?
Oh yeah, that always tried to get Amanda. Please.
Oh, I hate it.
Yeah,
yeah. I couldn't. I didn't like her either.
Yeah, me neither.
But I do. I love Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish her the best. I think she just posted a photo of her ass on Twitter.
So did Aaron Carter recently. Have you seen
it?
Oh, I got a bit. I got
do
it.
Do you know that a friend of mine helped him pick out pants at a thrift store?
What?
Yeah, I think like in Arizona or Colorado.
Well, that's something.
I know. Do you know that I've seen Aaron Carter in concert twice?
No, but that makes that tracks.
Once with you.
Okay, yep. I was going to say, I feel like I've seen him once. So,
yes,
yeah.
Once we went together to the All That concert.
Yes.
And then I saw him again. He opened up for a band called Lydia in Akron. Shane and I went and saw.
Oh, so like...
Recent.
Wow. How was he?
Good. So good. I mean, well, he's better. He was better than he is now.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, no, I'm concerned about him now as well. But when I saw him, he had just put out a new album.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Look how dirty his feet are.
Do you think that's real?
He posted it.
Okay.
Someone posted it on a thing saying, like, is Aaron Carter okay?
My God.
So anyways, I wish them all the best.
Yeah, for
because
sure.
The thing is, we can sit there and be like, wow, they're a mess. But like, such a fucking, you lost your whole childhood. So like, how are you supposed to act when you've had a child? And like, I feel like I've said this to you a million times, but like, what you and I are going through right now is something that we can only talk to each other about, especially in the town that we live in. Like, we talk about it and people are like, okay. And I'm like, no, it's actually like a lot of people know who we are. You know what I mean?
No, like even our partners don't fully understand
they don't
the
get
extent
it.
Of it.
So like, imagine that, but you're a child.
Yeah. And you, like on a much larger scale.
Huge, huge scale. And people are commenting on your weight, your appearance constantly.
Like you're not a real person.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I definitely feel terrible and wish them the best, but
yeah.
Anyway, okay, moving on. Where did we put that somewhere? Your mom?
Yeah.
Or is that hot?
No, I'll do your mom.
Okay.
Maybe that's hot. I don't know. I won't do your mom.
Doing my mom is definitely not hot. Okay.
Should we check?
Sorry, mom.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, my aunt.
Yeah, I don't think that wasn't about like a you thing. It's no, just
it's not
an
you, it's me.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Do you want to upgrade your wardrobe with luxurious essentials at unbeatable prices?
You know I do.
Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within a budget that your wallet won't cry about.
I love that. And you have options like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is that all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands that are going to sell you the same thing.
It's so nice. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. And we love that. Here's the thing, too, that I think you don't realize until you've had
less quality garments. Mm. You need something that's going to get some wear and tear. I want something that's going to last, especially because if I'm buying it, it's because I like it. I like how it looks on me. I wear my staple pieces constantly. And if they get in the washing machine twice, mm-hmm. falling apart.
Is it really saving you money if you have to buy a bunch?
That's what I'm saying.
With Quince, you don't have to. And they cut out the middleman, and that's how they pass the savings on to you.
So indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/tangents for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/tangents to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/tangents. You can see if we have any sponsors.
I would like to say also that the photo that I showed you of Aaron Carter's ass, the ass is blocked out. You can't see it. It's blacked out. So I would just say, because there have been recently unconsensual nude photos of celebrities, and I will never condone that. So, like, that was not a photo that I didn't just show her, or I don't have it on my phone. It was something that he posted himself, but the one that I have is completely blacked out. Yeah. You can just see the way that he's, like, posing and stuff. Yeah. I felt like that was important to say, because I don't condone sharing or looking at nudes that are on the internet that are unconsensual. Again, no matter who they're, I don't give a shit how, like, a public figure, if they were doing it
their
on
figure
their own.
Isn't the public's.
Right. And even if they were doing it, like, in a play or something, they didn't consent to that being on the internet. They consented to doing it in a way that it was done. And so that's all I'm going to say about that.
I didn't Google that as much as I wanted to.
Me neither. As somebody whose nudes have been on the internet, I was like, I can't do it. And I won't.
This is such the juxtaposition of what we were just discussing and the next thing I'm going to say. Elefun.
Oh!
Do you remember Elefun?
Do I ever?
If you guys have never played Elefun, first of all, what the fuck are you doing? Turn us off. Go find it.
I remember we played it when we were younger, and then my dad... When I was 11, he had my half-sister. And so when she then was like 2, me and my sister were like 14, 15, and like 12, 13. Mm-hmm. And we would be like, do you want to play Elefun with our little sister all the time? Because we were like, I love that
game.
That was the one. Okay, so it was an elephant and it whirred around, right?
It had got a fan in it.
So then it's got a big trunk that's shooting up because the fan is keeping it up. Because when you shut the fan off, it was like, wow, sad trunk.
Yeah.
And then it would shoot out butterflies. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you had to catch them in nets.
Yes.
Oh, so fun.
I was so competitive at that game. I was babysitting as a full-grown adult. And I was like, you guys want to play? Or?
Yeah. Who wants to play with me?
I am not going easy on any of you.
Speaking of, I don't know if this is one, but do you remember the jewelry game?
Pretty Pretty Princess.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
100%. Pretty Princess.
I want to find it and like play Okay.
Do you remember playing it at my house all the time?
Yes.
Rachel loved it.
Is getting married in July.
Yes.
And for her bachelorette, I think we're doing a 90s themed bachelorette, and I think we're going to play Pretty Pretty Princess.
That's so fun.
I know.
I want a 90s themed. I actually want an early 2000s themed.
Okay.
Bachelorette party. Okay. To clock that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Noted. Where are we ranking? Let's rank both of those, Elefun and Pretty Pretty Princess.
All that in a bag of chips, baby.
Yeah,
couldn't
I agree.
Be better. Could
all
not be better.
All that in a bag of chips. Do you remember the one game that I had that was a chicken just spread eagle that we had to limbo under?
Yeah! What the fuck?
And it would like sing.
Yes, if you like, hit it in its crotch. But like if you touched it on its, it would be like.
Yes. Yeah.
So weird.
And the chicken was so fucking heavy as well. And so if it fell on you, it fucking hurt.
It hurt.
Yeah.
It feel good.
Yeah. Look, if you don't know what this game is, I don't remember what it was called. But like the legs were so long and they were poles. And then the feet were like the edge of it.
Yeah.
And so this chicken, you would just go underneath this spread eagle chicken.
So weird.
Would it be a spread chicken? Spread eagle feels weird to say about a different bird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. I would also put that chicken and all that in the bag.
Oh, okay. I was like, where are we putting the chicken?
In the deep fryer.
Delicious. I had fried chicken tonight for dinner.
Land Before Time.
I would say
that's hot.
I'm gonna give it your mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Controversial.
I wasn't that into it.
Okay.
Because it was sad.
I was
a sad kid.
It was sad.
I didn't need it to be more sad.
Do you feel like cool. It was overhyped?
Spoiler, your mom died. Now your grandparents are fucking dying. Like, I can't.
You know the saddest
this.
Part about that movie.
What? Ducky?
Ducky.
Yeah.
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 If you don't know about Ducky, I don't feel like now's the time for us to talk about it.
No, but.
Just know it's sad.
It's very, very, very sad.
Don't Google
sad.
It. Bumpets. We've talked about Bumpets before.
A listener actually sent us some.
Yes.
So thank you. I've used it, not on the podcast, but I have tried it.
You have? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Doesn't hit the same.
No. The same. I would not. I would think not.
But I am happy that I tried it.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to say Talk to the Hand.
I'm going to say Talk to the Hand. Yeah. Wasn't my favorite. I was, again, not
the
something
time,
I could.
Yes, but.
Yeah.
No. Longevity didn't have it.
No. I don't need volume that bad.
Yeah. NSYNC, specifically Justin Timberlake and those frosted tips. Okay. I love NSYNC with every fiber of my being. Whenever Justin Timberlake got the Icon Award and they all got back together and performed.
Oh my God.
When I tell you, I was losing my goddamn mind.
Oh my God.
I could not handle it.
Did that happen recently?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I cried.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it was within the last like 5 years or so, or maybe.
I remember.
Fuck, I don't remember.
Can we Google that?
I was living. Yeah. I was living with my parents.
I remember crying.
So it's got to be longer than 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I've been married 6 this year.
Oh. Congratulations.
So. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I love NSYNC. But if we're ranking them as I knew them in the 90s and 2000s, I would say All That in a Bag of Chips.
Sure.
But as I know them now.
Can I say something a little controversial?
Yeah.
I think JC carried that band and they did him dirty.
They did do him
JC
dirty.
Fucking dirty.
Yeah.
They gave Justin everything. And JC, they were just like, fuck you. And if you listen vocally, JC carried that shit.
He did.
Carried it.
Yeah.
I'm so upset that they chose to take Justin on his solo tour and kind of give the middle finger to JC. Also, JC's a really good songwriter. He writes a lot of songs even now.
Do you think
for
that,
artists.
Do you think that JC wanted to be this?
Yeah, remember he had, I bought his album. He had a solo, like, it. I bought it and I was like,
it
still slaps a little bit to this day.
You know the problem though is that
Tara Reid was in one of his music videos and it was a huge fucking thing. Now when you go back and watch the music video, it's so fucking cringy. I will show it to you because I just rewatched it not that long ago. But there's so much jean jackets and jeans.
Oh,
just all the jeans.
Denim on denim.
Just so much denim. Denim, denim, denim. It's a lot. But again, vocally, he is phenomenal.
You think he's superior?
I think he carried the band. I would say that.
Okay. I don't disagree with that, but I will say that I think that his age, because he was one of the older ones.
Was he?
I don't think he was the oldest.
Yeah.
But he was one of the older ones. And I just don't think he had the same appeal as Justin.
Look.
Yes.
I don't want to say that, but I think that's what they did. Uh-huh. I think that's what they looked at. And it pisses me off because, again, the man could sing, man. He could fucking sing.
He could have continued to do music, and maybe he is. But
well,
he's
a songwriter.
I've seen him on America's Best Dance Crew.
Wasn't he on The Masked Singer as well?
No.
No.
Joey was.
Joey. Yes.
Yes.
I keep waiting for JC to be on there.
I know.
Do you know his real name's Josh? Joshua?
Joshua Chazes. Chazay?
Chazay?
Chazay.
I don't know. It makes me like him a little less.
But it's JC Chazay. So yeah. What's the other C?
I don't know.
Chazay Chazay? Chaz's Chazay. Let us know, JC. You listening?
I hope so.
We're team you.
I am. Sorry, Justin.
Did we put them somewhere?
I used to stan Justin so fucking hard. And then I have heard some not
so. I'm just trying to drink this candle. Sorry.
I've heard some not so good things about Justin and it makes me really not like him. Really, really not like him.
Oh my God. I just got beer.
That upsets me because we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
Neither Justin nor JC were either of our picks from NSYNC.
No, and now going back, I wish I could have changed mine. I picked Chris because
I was going to have them guess.
Oh.
I was going to have you guys guess which one you thought was
We've already talked about it.
Okay, that doesn't mean they remember or paid attention or, like, listen to that.
Well, you can guess Jerry's, but I'm going to tell you right now what mine was. Because
Lance
Bass was me. Because I got bullied into choosing Chris because I got last pick and
really?
Everybody else picked. And then I had to be. But if I'm honest, I would have probably chosen Joey. I'm not going to lie. I think Joey got the.
Yeah.
Joey got the shaft. And I could use
that shaft.
I could use it. Joey could give me that shaft. Because you know what? Joey's a fucking funny guy.
He is
and
funny.
I love a funny guy. There's anything about funny. Me, I love a funny guy. And Jerry loves a gay man.
I do.
More than anything in the world. Did you see Elise Myers? She made a TikTok recently and she was like, my first celebrity crush was Lance Bass. My second celebrity crush was Clay Aiken. My first high school boyfriend ended up being a gay man. I did it to myself or something like that. And then Lance Bass freaking stitched it. And she was like, she said she stitched it and was just like this the whole time because he said like that tracks. That's what he said.
When I tell you, I would simply pass away.
I know.
If Lance Bass, no. I was convinced one time I went to his concert. The rest of the band was there as well, but
no,
I was
just Lance,
just fucking focused on Lance, and everything got quiet. He was talking all by himself. They were just like setting up for another song. And he was talking all by himself. And I screamed, Lance, I love you. And I swear he looked up at me and said that he loved me too.
Oh my God.
And I think about it all the time. And I gaslight myself. And I'm like, he wasn't looking at you. He doesn't know you exist. But in that moment, I swear to God, he proposed to like 9-year-old me. And I was like, yes, I will. So Lance, if you're out there
and not gay, which he is,
which you are, and you have a beautiful
family, relationship, yeah.
I cried at your wedding.
I cried at the video that of them having babies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God,
I'm unwell. Blow up furniture,
bro.
All that in a bag of chips.
All that in a bag
did
of
we rank NSYNC?
I would say we said all that in a bag of chips for the time. I would say that's hot. Only because when you went to get off of it, if you were wearing shorts, it was like, reach, reach, reach.
There's nothing I love more.
Peeling your skin off?
Furniture that sounds like I'm farting the whole time I'm on it. Well, my blow-up furniture was not
Maybe
plastic.
This was another thing that I was too poor to have, and that's why I'm upset.
Do you remember my blow-up couch? It was like velvet.
Word?
It was navy and it was like velvet feeling, but it was blow up. So
God,
it was
having
soft.
Money sounds so nice.
I don't,
what was that like?
I don't know.
Blow up couch. I was like, cool. I slept in an attic. No, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I had a good time.
Yeah. The girl in the corner enjoyed herself.
She was having fun.
So you're saying that's hot just because you're jealous?
I was jealous. I didn't actually own any of it, and my skin would stick to it pretty often.
I think it's so fucking dope still. I love
it. It's pretty cool.
Okay, then I'll give it.
It is aesthetically pleasing. I'll give it that.
Okay, I'll give it. I'll go that's hot with you then.
Okay.
Doodle bear.
Fucking doodle bear. Ugh.
I forgot about doodle bears.
Dude, doodle bear is what made me want to get tattoos.
Doodle bear
is hot and I'm fucking coloring all over that bitch.
See, I couldn't color on my doodle bear because I had commitment issues.
if that doesn't like tell me anything, I was like fucking marking her up.
Yeah.
Up.
Yours is a girl?
Yes. I had the pink one. Pink or purple.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, I was like,
Mr. Doodle Bear.
It's like, don't give me Mr. Doodle Bear because I don't know. I have commit, you know, just he's fine as is. Okay.
You could wash them off, but I never did.
No, because when you did wash them, it still like had the fadedness of it. So it's like fucking false advertising. So for that reason only.
Yeah.
Talk to the hand, Doodle Bear.
I'm going to say that's hot, Doodle Bear. And so were you.
I think this is supposed to say jelly chokers, but it says jelly chalkers.
I never had jelly. I never wore chokers.
I loved
until
a choker.
I was emo and like in high school.
I loved a choker.
Yeah. Not in school.
But like I did have
sensory
issues.
I wanted it to be so tight that it cut into my neck. I'm kidding.
That's Sierra's kink.
Honestly.
Where would you rate those?
In elementary school, talk to the hand. But yeah, as an adult, that's hot. And I stick by that.
The square scooters in gym class.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Dude. I loved them. Everyone hates them.
Well, I
because they'd run over your fingers.
Yeah, and I definitely, when you stand up, someone like, I busted my shin a couple times because people would run theirs into my fucking ankles and shit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say that's hot again.
I'm going to say that's hot as well. We're going to have a lot and that's hot.
That's why I like that.
Mm-hmm. Tamagotchis and trying to keep them alive.
Oh my God.
I don't think I did well with Tamagotchis. My object permanence, as soon as that Tamagotchi was nowhere near me anymore, it didn't exist.
But my hyper focusing, like when I was on it, I was fucking doing everything for that.
You hungry? You pooped? Let me get it. No big
deal. Take you on a walk.
Yeah.
Like so much.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, but I need something that I have. It needs me consistently so that I just
because as soon as it went to. As soon as it went to sleep, I was like, all right,
bored. Yeah. Bored with you, and I forget you're alive.
And I find it, and there's just like 10 piles of shit.
And it's dead in the corner.
Yeah, and you're like, great.
No!
Fucking great. Let me just turn this in the back and reset. Yep. You're alive!
It's alive!
I'm an amazing mother. Let's see. Where would you put that?
I'll say your mom. No, I'm saying that's hot.
No, I was going to go your mom. I'll go your mom.
I'm saying that's hot. I really did like
it. Let's agree.
Okay, I'm saying your mom. It's your so mom easy is. To change my mind, honestly.
Mary-Kate and Ashley clothing line.
No, I was poor again.
I don't think I got anything from the Mary-Kate and Ashley clothing line, but I did like all their movies.
I loved all their movies, yeah.
All of them. I would say that's hot.
I would say clothing line, your mom.
Oh, I was just talking Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
Again, people that I hope are doing okay.
Yes.
Because... such a young, like, they just really, I cannot fathom. I hope that they, all of those child stars had, like, extensive therapy.
Yeah.
Because how are you going to, that's so much to put on a young kid. I as somebody who has young children, I cannot imagine. Mm-mm. Noah has wanted, he's like, I want to do YouTube, blah, blah, blah. And he probably could do very well. He's very entertaining. But And that's like his dream. And I see all these. Yeah. And he's always like, look, children on YouTube living the best life. Yep. And those kids bought their parents a fucking house because they have. But like, I cannot imagine. I know the comments we've gotten. Mm-hmm. And if my child got comments like that.
If I got comments like that as a child.
Yeah. Fucking devastating.
No, ma'am.
Like, I hear what people say. And I'm like, I hear you. And I. Don't give a fuck. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, if you said it about my kid and I saw it, or if he saw it on accident, oh, no.
I talked shit about someone one time on my Zanga page, and my mom found out about it, and I was never allowed to have social media again.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
So grateful.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize that, like, the shit that I was saying, as justified as I thought that I was, would like
have
negatively affect someone and then stick with me.
Yeah.
No matter how much I distance myself from that, a version of me wrote it.
Yeah.
And it's there for people to look at and judge and assign to me later on.
Yeah.
So I'm really thankful that one, we grew up in a time that there wasn't a ton of social media.
Right.
But also that I was not allowed to have it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how we're going to handle that when our kids are older. But
well, Noah is. And he's begged me for almost every kid in his class has a phone or some form of social media. And I absolutely refuse. I won't do it just because you can't monitor everything. You can't be with your child 24/7. And even you could put all the locks and everything on. I don't want him on TikTok by himself. I don't want him on YouTube by himself. Yeah. I don't want him on anything. But like, I just won't do it because it's hard to monitor. And like, I don't know what other people are saying to him or what he's saying to other people.
Yes.
And I know that he's a young, impressionable kid. So I'd like to get ahead of that before it's just out there in the world because, kids make mistakes and I don't want that mistake to follow him.
Yeah. Sit and spin.
Hell yeah.
The toy.
Hell yeah.
Well, okay. Break from the game. What does that mean sexually?
Sit on it and spin around.
Spin around?
Yeah, you've never spun on it?
What do you mean spin? Like in a circle?
Well, not like continuously. You're not helicoptering, but just like you sit and you are facing for a little bit, okay. doing your little dancey dance.
Okay.
And then you're like, oh, you want to see a trick? And you turn around for it, but you don't get off.
Oh, I thought you were just like merry-go-round. Yeah, I was like, that seems like a lot.
I mean, maybe some people, that's not the version that I do.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Do I just pull my legs into the air and he spins me like a top?
That
like,
actually sounds so fun.
Right? I'm going to need a lot of lubrication.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the child's toy.
So fun. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
All that in a bag of chips. Fucking so fun. I used to make myself sick.
We have one upstairs. I bought one for my kids for Christmas and I was the first to use it.
Yes.
I was like, can you hold this, baby?
I would never use it appropriately where you have to spin the top. I'd get on it and make my sister just push me as fast as she can.
Hell yeah.
Like, fucking push me.
Xenon.
Oh, me and Corey. Me and Corey. Just watched it the other
day. You did?
Real
protozoa.
Real cringy, honestly, if I'm being honest. All of those as adults to watch, I'm like, this is cringe as fuck.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. Oh, it's boom, boom, boom.
Because the children... No, it's zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Because the children actors are so fucking funny. Like, at the time, I'm like, they are amazing. I love this. I'm so into the story. But, like, watching them try to act as an adult, I'm like... just really funny. But there's like a scene where they're all like out to eat and it's like focusing on her talking to whatever, and you can just see the other actors who are in frame just not paying attention, just like staring at them, not trying to act at all.
Really? Like, yeah. Shit, now I want to watch it.
It's really funny.
That is funny. I think I've told this story before, but when I was in class, like in elementary school, how no one fucking picked up on my neurodivergence, I don't know.
because no one knew what it was back then.
I was sitting in class pretending
like, she's quirky. She's pretending
to talk to Xenon.
Oh, sure.
I would put erasers in my ear.
Oh, I remember.
And I would put my finger on it and I would like talk to her.
Yeah.
And then I had
totally
to go to the
nebular.
I had to go to the doctor to get it removed.
Oh no.
Yeah. So I would put Xenon and all that in a bag of chips. All of them.
Also, if you watch it, because it's supposed to be it's supposed to be in the future, way in the future. So they have like futuristic things that like back in the 90s we're like, oh yeah, totally, that would happen. But it's just funny now watching
it. Do they say what year it is?
In the future. I don't know, but it's got to be, I think it's around this time. It's just funny. But they're trying to use different slang.
Yeah.
So they had to make up their own slang for the movie so that it would seem like futuristic. And not even Xenon's thing, but like the guys. So he's explaining the slang and he's like, macro is whatever. And
protozoa?
No, this is the boy crush. The guy. Oh. He's the cringiest character.
Okay.
If you rewatch it. But he's like, viral is beautiful or something. Weird.
No, eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts.
Absolutely eat my shorts. Oh god,
macro might be beautiful, viral's bad. She's like, ew, that's so viral.
Calling someone after 9 p.m because it was free. Don't text me, don't call me, I don't have any minutes. Wait until 9.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then my mom is like, why are you tired? And I'm like, because I've been up since till 4 a.m. because this was when I had free minutes, mom.
Yes. Yeah. I remember talking to my boyfriend after 9 and I would be under my blanket talking because I wasn't supposed to be on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What do you rate it?
I rate it a talk to the hand.
Yeah, talk to the
hand. That sucks.
It did suck. I would like to talk to you during the day, although I am a night owl, so I'm going to go your mom.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, because then I had to wake up really early because I was still fucking in school. So now talk to the hand. That
talk
fucking
to
sucked.
The hand. Zebra stripes. Like zebra stripe gum?
Oh.
That gum was delicious.
Gum slapped.
For seven seconds.
Exactly.
7 seconds.
The fruity striped gum.
Yeah, with the tattoos.
Oh, it was so good.
Okay.
And then it immediately lost flavor.
For the first 7 seconds, all that in a bag of chips. For the rest of the time it was in your mouth, eat my shorts.
Eat my fucking shorts. Tasted like wet cardboard.
Yep. Okay, people talk about Pogs. Pogs is on
here. What the fuck is a Pog?
I don't know.
Were we not old enough for that? I don't know what Pog is.
If you guys know what Pogs are, tell us.
Not a pug.
Pog. We never played with Pogs. Mm-mm. So, eat my shorts, I guess.
Eat my shorts.
Moon boots.
I don't know what that is either. Okay. I don't think I ever played with moon boots.
They would basically almost break your ankles if you use them incorrectly. I think Mario Kart Erica had some.
Yeah.
They were like mini trampolines for your feet.
That's so scary. Why would they give those to children?
They were like platforms that were like 6 inches.
That bounced.
And then you strapped your foot into the top.
That sounds so fun.
They were dope. Honestly, that's hot.
God damn. I wish I wasn't like, this is rich people's shit.
I had so many cousins that we just like all shared our stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, who's this?
What was it like to be rich and have friends? I'm just kidding.
I don't know. You got to use my stuff.
I did. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, also, I know you weren't rich, but like to me, you were because you had a pool.
Well, I didn't have a pool until.
I know.
I don't even know.
So I'm like, I was rich.
I think we were in high school.
I just was poor.
Oh, I got to figure. All that.
Higher than the Amanda Show.
This is all that.
That shit was funny. All that in a bag of chips.
So good.
So good.
Kenan Thompson in the bathtub.
Kenan and Kel. Oh my God. She's being. Birdie!
Amazing. Amazing. Okay. We're just going to ignore that and clean that later.
Okay. Sorry.
Amazing. Okay. All that.
Yeah.
We would say all that in a bag of chips.
Yeah. Couldn't be better. Could not be better. 100%. Also, I had such a crush on like so many of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
The kid with the brown hair.
I don't know any of their names.
No, but he was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I think that was where my like love for funny guys came from.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, these guys could all get it. And I'm a. But I love a guy that can make me laugh.
Limited 2.
I don't know anything about that.
Like, you don't know anything about Limited 2?
What's that?
It's a clothing store. Yes. And my mom would fight with the people every single time.
Oh.
I can smell that pee. That is fragrant.
That is fragrant.
It is. That is dehydrated piss.
It was basically orange.
I know. I just cleaned her water bowl, so I don't really know what her problem is. Anyway, my mom used to go to Limited. We would go to Limited 2 because I was like, I want Limited 2. And we would get these coupons and my mom would try and use them and they'd be like, I'm sorry, but you can only use those when it's raining outside. Like they would have some stupid reason as to why we couldn't use the coupon. And my mom would fucking rage and scream at the employees. And I'd just be sitting there on the couch, just like fucking twiddling my legs.
Oh, they had a couch in the store? It was risky.
Yeah. And then my mom would always buy the stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's already rung up. She's like, I'm fucking leaving and you'll never see me again. And they sent us another coupon and we were back there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we always went back. But she yelled at them every single time.
Hilarious.
I would say your mom.
I'm going to say eat my shorts because I couldn't fucking afford that shit.
I would say my mom. Let's do 2 more.
Okay.
Rocket Power TV show.
Oh my God, all that in a bag of I'm want to fuck that rocket kid.
I was trying to woogity you.
Oh, woogity, 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 woogity. I don't want to fuck that cartoon. Just so that's, I should reiterate.
As a child,
I wanted
you
to
were attracted to
kiss that girl. The purple hair. Come on, she was so cool. Also, I kind of had a thing for the old Hawaiian dude. Is that weird?
Kind of.
All right. Well, apologies. What were they in Hawaii?
I think maybe. I'm not sure. Okay. We're going to end on this one.
Okay.
Bop It.
I just bought my kid one. For
you did?
Yes.
Pull it.
Sorry, everybody.
Twist it.
Pull it.
Slap it. Doink it.
Yank it.
Slurp it.
Twist it. They did have twist it.
They did.
Yeah.
Shake it. They did have a flick it.
They did have a flick it.
Yeah.
Near.
You had to get the Bop It Extreme or whatever it was.
I remember playing
it. Just the Bop It regular is just to this guy.
Uh-huh.
You can bop it, pull it, twist it.
Yeah.
Bop it, pull it, twist it. Bop it, pull it. Yeah. It was fucking crazy. Then you could get the one that's got six fucking things. Yeah. Bop it, slap it, twist it, flick it, pull it.
I remember playing it at a sleepover at the girl who had a bunch of Barbies that were in mint condition and we weren't allowed to play with them.
Fucking love that house.
Me too.
Great.
We played Bop It at her house.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember that's like a core memory of mine now.
Why was every time anybody went to her house, she was like, let's play Barbies?
Yeah, she's like, let's play Barbies. Let's go up to my room, but don't fucking touch any of those ones.
And the funnest part was that we could pick which Barbies we wanted. Like, it was like dodgeball for Barbie.
Yeah.
But we weren't allowed to get some of them out of the box, but you could still pick them.
Yeah. Where are we putting Bop It? All that in a bag of chips?
Yeah.
Okay. So fun. Barbies.
All that in a bag of chips.
You Barbies, think?
I fucking loved Barbies.
I was gonna go your mom.
I played with Barbies, like we said, I got a lot of my inner trauma out, I think, with Barbies.
I know. I think that's why I don't like thinking about them, because it reminds me of trauma.
Mine was like, that was like what kept me afloat for a while.
Speaking of floating, I don't know if I talked about this before in one, but my sister used to carry Barbies with her everywhere, like multiple, and none of them ever had clothes on.
Sure.
And I remember she took them to Disney and she just like threw a bunch of naked Barbies in the pool. And there's all these naked Barbies floating in the Disney pool.
Dude, she used to do that a lot. I think I remember going to like swim with you guys somewhere at like a public pool and she would bring all her naked Barbies.
She's like, all right, got my floaties, got my naked Barbies, let's go.
We're like, what are you doing? Why are you bringing those to swim?
Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Good times. Guys, that was fun.
That was fun. We could do this forever, I feel. Yeah, but
thanks for going down memory avenue with us. Yeah. If there's any other tiers you would want us to do, if you hated this, like, so sorry.
So
but
sorry.
If you liked it and you wanted us to do it again with something else, some other topic?
Yeah.
Genre?
Give us topics. Give us genres.
Generays, if you will. That's that on your 90s and early 2000s nostalgia.
Yeah.
If you disagree with us,
so sorry.
Leave it in the comments. Tell us where you would rank shit.
Yeah.
And then we'll all go on with our lives, because none of this doesn't. None
of
this
matters.
It's
not real.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks so much for watching, everyone. We love you so much. We will see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.